Schnitz, obsessed with golden brown pan cook schnitzel. And Melbourne Airport parking, one-day terminal parking, only $51. Cheaper than a taxi to and from the city. On 1116 SEN, breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
And Mike Sheen is here for AR Property Investments. Learn about property investment one-on-one. A lot of support for the senior bachelor after the failure of the honeysucker not to pick a partner. They now are looking at you, perhaps, as a senior bachelor.
What do you have to do?
You just got to talk to the what potential you do best. Dates.
What yeah. you do best.
What you do every day.
Just scintillating conversation.
We've got no tickets left, by the way, to the wrestling. They're over, gone, done, nada, zilch. So Scooter out there is about to blow a gasket. We ain't got any left.
No, stop.
Tommy Harley is, he's the CEO. I think he is. Is he taking over?
End of the year, I think, yes.
End of the year. So he will be of the Sydney Swans Footy Club. Being good enough to join us, as he always does. Welcome, Tommy.
G'day, guys. Tim and the senior bachelor. How are you
doing? You could see that, couldn't you, Thomas? In his element.
You would have been in your day, Tommy.
Hey, Tom.
Minus the senior part, hopefully.
Tom, when do you take over as the CEO?
Towards the end of the year, Tim. Andrew is working through till Christmas, and Charlie Gardner, the new head of footy, starts in November, so the transition period will be November, December, I guess. And in practicality, the new year's when I'll take over the role full time. So we're looking forward to it.
Are you aware that Mike Sheen had a very special relationship with Andrew Ireland, and that's to be passed on to you?
That's one of the expectations in the job description. I had a good look at that. So, provided Mike's open to that, I'd welcome that for sure.
Tommy, don't forget that you were the first interview on Open Mic.
And the ratings went up ever since, didn't they?
hey, Tommy, let's whip through a few names and we'll just get your thoughts on them, because that's what we're doing, as you are well aware, at this time of year. And the Swans are always an interesting player in trade week, which the free agency, I know, starts today, but it kicks off in earnest on Monday. Any interest in Stephen May? Have you had contact with he or his manager?
No, not at all. Can categorically rule that one out.
Right. And Darcy Moore, how close did you get with Darcy?
There was an interest certainly early, and we spoke to Pickers. Obviously, it was a bit hard to get a gauge on him throughout the year, so there hasn't been any progress. One of the things I did learn earlier in the week is not to be too definitive with an answer. When I said a couple of days we'd provide an answer on Darcy, but look, it looks like he's staying there. So I can't see that happening.
And Dylan Shill is, in all likelihood, coming back here, but there has been some talk that maybe the Swans would have a little late dab at him.
Yeah, no, that won't happen either, Gary. So we've had a couple of players declare their interest that we're happy to explore in Hanbury and Rowan. And then our focus through the year was to sign some of our priority players. But we had a contract in Jake Lloyd was late, and Alier and Sam Naismith towards the end of the year. So we're still absolutely planning on being active through the trade period. But I'd be surprised if it's one of those big fish.
And I'm a fan of Aaron Vandenberg for the Melbourne Footy Club. I understand there's some mitigating circumstances with the passing of his father. He's had to go back and run the family business in Canberra. You've been linked to him as well?
Yeah, so we were made aware of that. It's not often, being a Sydney club, that you get a bit of the go-home factor coming your way. It's typically the other way. So we've been open to exploring that and had a conversation with Aaron. Been liaising with Melbourne around that, so if we could facilitate something, that'd be great. A lot of water to obviously pass under the bridge, but that is one that we've shown an interest in for sure.
Tom, what is going to be your strategy for 2019? In my view, you slipped off the pace a bit this year. Do you have to make a decision about whether you're still within reach of a premiership, or do you have to sort of say that we might need to take a longer term view?
Yeah, it's a good question, Mike. I think we've got really great confidence in our playing list, and certainly our players under 23. I think it's probably gone under the radar a bit, and they made up about 40% of our games played this year and played some really important roles. So you get the natural maturation of that, and that includes players like Heaney and obviously Mills can play a lot of footy this year, and Georgie Hewitt and the like. So we've got confidence in that. We need to get a better outcome with Reid and Melican from an injury point of view, I guess, when you've got your centre-half back and centre-half forward, and also your ruck in Naismith. So we think that we're still absolutely thereabouts. We're not a club that bottoms out. But the most important part, as you touched on, is being really honest with yourself where you think the list is at. So we certainly have got hope with regard to our younger players, and we think if we can get our best players up and going and fit and playing the majority of games, we should be thereabouts, and use this next trade period to be specific about needs.
Now,
Michael, we're just coming up to the news headlines. Tommy, you hang around while we do the news headlines just for a minute or two.
No worries, guys. No problem.
We're half a minute away. So, Ryan Clark from the Kangas, you've expressed your interest in him, yeah?
Yeah, we have, yeah. So that was really early on in the piece with North there across that. So hopefully we can get something done with North early on in the trade period.
Taylor Duray did a physical?
He did. He starts his part of the free agency window at the moment. So we cast our net pretty wide early days.
Tommy, hold that thought. Hold that thought, Tommy. We'll have to get you after the news headlines. Thanks, Meredith. Apologies, Tommy. I'm sorry I asked that one more about Taylor Duray and just lost track of the time. You want to just repeat how you're tracking with him?
Yeah, no, so he's obviously a free agent at the Hawks at the moment, and when we're out of the finals probably earlier than we have been in the past, and we used that opportunity to have a look and talk to a few players. He was one of them. Nothing's progressed at a great speed with that, but certainly has been a player of interest.
So when you look at the Ryan Clarks of the world, where does it leave someone like Kieran Jack? Is he contracted for another year?
Yeah, he is. He is contracted. So, Kieran's going to play, and he had some injury challenges in the last couple of years. I guess when you look at those sort of players, through your list management, you look at what they bring both on and off the field, and we do have a young developing list, and I think you've got to be really careful when you've got young players coming through that you cut the list too fine with some of the senior players. So look, Kieran's playing, he'll be obviously part of the selection discussion every week, and he'll back himself into play, those conversations have been had, but we'll expect Kieran to be a pretty significant contributor for us next year.
And Tom, were you fair to Buddy Franklin? Now, I'll give you a quick synopsis. He plays round one in Perth, kicks eight, jars his heel, the injury that he carried throughout the year. According to John Longmire, I don't take this literally, but he could barely train, and then you played him injured in the last round of the year. Would you have changed things around with your time over again?
I don't think so, Mike. I mean, if we go back to the initial heel injury, that was obviously unforeseen and made it really difficult for Lance to train. I think the thing sitting over the top of that was it was a remarkable season that he had put together off the basis of very little training. And towards the end, it was the last couple of minutes of the Giants game towards the back end of the year where he had the groin strain, and he was fit to play. He clearly wasn't at his absolute peak fitness, but he was able to get out there and battled on pretty manfully in the Giants game. But there won't be any lingering effects from that. It was really unfortunate with that first game that he did hurt his heel because it did set him back.
So sorry to interrupt. You saying he was fit to play in your last game?
Well, he played. So
I know he played, but I thought it was probably the worst game he's ever played.
I guess what I'm saying is he clearly wasn't at his absolute peak, but Buddy is as big a competitor as I've ever seen, and he was able to get himself up and pass the fitness test and played. So, look, it was a challenging game for him. It was a challenging game for all of us. I don't think he was our worst. But if we had our time again, no, we certainly still would have done the same thing.
26 minutes to nine. We're talking to Tommy Harley from Sydney. Tom, Hanbury has nominated that he wants to go to St Kilda. What do you as a club want from St Kilda for Hanbury?
Yeah, we're working through that at the moment, Tim. St Kilda have, we've been in constant dialogue with them now. I think they've been pretty vocal about their first pick, wanting to take that to the draft. So I'm not saying specifically for us, but even with other deals, I think they've been pretty vocal about that. They don't have many picks in the middle range there. They've got future picks, obviously, in players. So we're sort of working our way through that at the minute. It's all pretty open and transparent. I guess trade period officially starts on Monday, but clearly with the combine this week, there's a lot of conversations ongoing. So, we'll work with St Kilda and make sure it works best for us. And
Would you want a player coming back the other way, Tom?
Not just for the sake of having a player, Tim. I think that's probably the way you say it. That we're keen to address some specific needs, and if St Kilda can't provide that, it'd be more picks, I'd say.
Hey, Tommy, thanks for joining us, mate. We really appreciate it. Good luck in the coming weeks.
No worries, guys. All the best.
On you, Tommy.
A friend of the program is Tommy Harley, who will be soon to be the CEO of the Swans.
He's good, Tommy.
Good operator, my very word.
You get an answer when you ask him a question.
Yep, indeed. It'll be interesting to see.
Although I can't believe that Buddy was fit.
No, but sometimes you've got to read between the answers, don't you? Like he said, he wasn't at his best. Buddy's the fiercest competitor he's ever met. Therefore, Buddy said, I'm playing. So they backed him in, and he wasn't that good.
But Tommy did say he passed the fitness test.
Yep, he did.
That must have been just getting changed, I reckon.
Just on your premiership, someone text this through. Who would you take, Robbie Flower or Robert Di Domenico? Five flags versus no flags.
What's the question?
Who would you take?
Whose career?
What?
Whose career would you take?
Yeah.
Well, you'd take Dippers.
Who's a better player?
Tulip.
Right. Thank you. Still to come before 9 o'clock. Scotty Palmer votes. Whew, look at that. What's that say? Read that out.
That's a vote.
The votes have come through. We've got 10 votes to give out today. Got Mike's thoughts on the Aussie Test team. And, of course, he's going out to see the Mighty Mayor Winx run on Saturday in the Turnbull Stakes. We'll get his thoughts on that as well. Shut your mouth. Close your mouth. And wait until we have our ad break.
And we're going to find out whether or not Open Trousers is going to be back next year on Fox as well. There is some discussion out there that the zipper may have closed for good.
Is that right?
I hope so.